Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. As we first heard yesterday morning on The Breakfast Club with Ruth Epstein, Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association has joined together with two other local health agencies, Foothills Visiting Nurse and Home Care in Winsted, and VNA Northwest and Bantam to become Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County. Salisbury VNA joined this last week to form the newly expanded agency that provides skilled nursing and home care services in all 26 Litchfield County towns, as well as three communities in Hartford County. According to a press release, the existing offices and staff in Salisbury, Bantam, and Winsted will continue to offer the resources, staff, and skill of all three entities in providing comprehensive home health care services in their respective communities, including skilled home care, hospice, and private duty resources. More on that in the Republican American and at rap-am.com. Connecticut State Police reported they had responded to more than 200 accidents during the Labor Day weekend, including a fatal collision in Thomaston. As of yesterday, that number represented a decrease of 186 crashes, or about 43% when compared to the year before. Troopers responded to two serious crashes in Windsor and Tolland and made 17 arrests for driving while under the influence over the weekend. The Goshen Fairgrounds weren't teeming with 30,000 or so people this past weekend, but they did have a drive-through food truck festival, which was very successful, attracting in between 1,000 and 2,000 vehicles, and was declared a major success by its organizers. A Clifton Park man died on Sunday in a traffic accident. A local fire chief called that accident the worst he's ever seen. Kevin Jones, 30, was the driver in a one-car accident on Route 22 in Austerlitz. He was pronounced dead at the scene by Columbia County Coroner. An autopsy scheduled to be performed yesterday at Ellis Hospital in Schenectady. In Massachusetts, pick-your-own COVID-19 protocol is in effect. Anybody in a pick-your-own orchard or field over the age of twos must wear a mask. Social distance is at least 6 feet between you and others or between families. Children must always be close by to parents or guardians. All visitors must hand sanitize before and after entering the field or orchard. Don't eat or sample the fruit in the field or orchard. That from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts COVID-19 guidelines. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a regular meeting. It's 3 o'clock. It's in person and via Zoom. In Sheffield, Massachusetts, the Board of Health meets at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. Also in Kent, the Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting has been canceled. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department regular meeting will be held at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, the ZBA meeting is set for 5 p.m. at Town Hall, and the Salisbury Recreation Commission is scheduled to meet at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, the Recreation Commission has a meeting scheduled for at 7 p.m. On Wednesday in Cornwall, Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting on Zoom at 7. At 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission has a Zoom meeting. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting on Wednesday at 12 noon. Access via Zoom. That information is on the Kent website. The Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting on Wednesday, September 9th at 5:30 at the Town Hall. The 30th District Republicans will sponsor a legislative forum with breakfast on Thursday at 7:30 in the morning at the Fife and Drum Restaurant, Route 7. Senator Craig Miner will be joined by State Representative Jay Case and Richard Smith, Bill Buckby, Dave Wilson, Steve Harding, and John Piscopo to give a review of the legislative session. For tickets or information, 860-693-0757 or 203-770-0466. There will be a special workshop meeting in the village of Millerton on Thursday. That happens at 6 p.m. The Northeast Town Board at the Library Annex in the Town of Northeast will be meeting on September 10th at 7 p.m. A reminder, September 11th each year is officially Patriot Day, a national day of remembrance devoting 24 hours to honoring memory of those lost on that day. This year's local event in North Canaan is not being canceled. There's no speeches, nothing for sale, no crowds, just a quiet place to visit September 11th. The St. Joseph Church schedule in North Canaan for the day The Church of St. Joseph will be open for 24 hours September 11th. All people of faith are invited to come, reflect, and pray respectfully at any time. 12:01 a.m., a rosary for the protection of the United States of America. At 6 a.m., a rosary for the soul of each person killed in the terror attacks on September 11th. At 12 noon, a rosary for the souls of each man and woman of the armed forces of the United States of America who have fought and died in Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and the War on Terror. 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. At 6 o'clock, a rosary for the soul of each police officer, firefighter, and emergency medical personnel killed responding to those attacks on September 11th in 2001. And at 12 midnight, a rosary for peace for the brave men and women of the military who worked tirelessly, even to the point of sacrificing their own lives, to bring about true peace rooted in justice. More information is available on the web, Patriot Day 9-11-01memorial.com. The World Peace Sanctuary will hold a USA prayer ceremony on Friday, September 11th at 5:30 at 26 Benton Road, outdoors and open to the public. Accommodations will include seating and social distancing. Wear a face mask upon arrival. Pine Plains looking for volunteers with strong backs and pickup trucks to assist the senior citizens with Town Cleanup Day. Contact Alice at the Town Hall at 518-398-86100 extension 1. The event will take place on the 12th of September from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Town Garage. They'll provide dumpsters for lots of different items like rugs, furniture, couches, chairs, sleeper sofas, tires, metal for recycling, car batteries, fluorescent bulbs and ballast, and more. In Cornwall, coming up on the 12th, at 10 o'clock, there's a library book sale, which is live outdoors. At 5 p.m., Peter Del Tradisi will have a talk on plant root systems via Zoom. The Equisafet asks you to join them for their 7th annual event, Dinner and a Movie, September 12th at 6:30 at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater in Amenia. The invitation is at theequiseffect.org, and that's where you can go for more information. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad will have their takeout pancake breakfast on Sunday the 13th from 7:30 to 10:30. It includes pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, sausage, and bacon. Pre-order should be called in at 860-364-7427. Note pickup time on the half hour if possible. Social distancing and masks are required. No eating on site. A lot of laughs coming up on Sunday. Two silent classics with live accompaniment from musical guests Donald Sosin and Joanna Seaton to the silent films Grandma's Boy and The Blacksmith. It's a drive-in movie event at the Sharon Playhouse to benefit the movie house in Millerton. It's at the Playhouse from 6 till 10 o'clock on Sunday. Gates open at 6, introductions at 7:15. The movie begins at 7:45. Tickets are per car and include a goodie bag with popcorn and treats. The bar will be open. Dinner from J.P. Gifford is available for pre-order and pickup at the event. Menu and ordering details will be at their website. More information on this, eventbrite.com/e/grandmas-boy-the-blacksmith. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 28,133.31, the NASDAQ at 11,313.13, and the S&P 500 at 3,426.96. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.